welcome to the December 2013 edition of Movie Day, ladies. Usually we watch Christmas movies in December, but, well, after so many years, we've kind of run out of Christmas movies, and also the internet isn't working, and so we're having problems getting to, like, our Amazon and our Netflix. So we started the day off watching This is Spinal Tap, the classic rockumentary from the 80s, starring Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, and Michael McKenan, which pretty much set up the 80s for rock music. And unfortunately, many bands thought it was true, or at least could completely understand it since it happened later on for real. So, This is Spinal Tap, which is basically about an 80s band that is kind of on the downward spiral to being not famous anymore and their North American tour. And it's kind of depressing because they keep getting canceled and things happen in it. And most of the movie is improvised. So it's kind of it's a fake documentary. So that's the basic plot line of Spinal Tap. And what are our best parts?
My favorite part was the Stonehenge scene. You'll have to watch it to understand this, but I thought that was just so funny.
I thought that the whole ad-libbing and how they put it together, they were really fast in their thinking. And so I thought they did a good job. And I thought actually that the band played really well.
Yes, all of the people in the movie, the actors, actually played their instruments, which was very impressive, I have to say.
Yeah, I thought it was that was done well. They picked good people and for the parts.
There are so many parts in this movie that I would like to choose my favorite part, but I think probably the Stonehenge would be the classic part. Possibly when they're talking about the amps and their Marshall amps go up to 11. That is another classic part, but it's funny, it's done well, and yeah, it's realistic. So Spinal Tap, it's a classic. So what are our worst parts?
I have to say the girlfriend of that blonde guy, she just bugged the crap out of me.
Wasn't she supposed to be like the Yoko Ono of it? So isn't that like good that she did bug you?
Yes, yes. She did a good job of bugging me.
Well, I think there were some parts that were obviously ad-libs, so they were a little bit out of sync once in a while. But most of the time, I think it was done fairly well. So I would just say that there were some parts, and I don't even know how you'd comment on that, really.
Yeah, worst part. I don't know. It's really hard for me to choose the worst part of this, because it's... Yeah, she is annoying, the girlfriend. And she does that well, so I guess, you know, maybe that's the worst part, even though it's appropriate to the storyline. But yeah, I guess I would probably agree with that. So what are our ratings?
I'd give it a 7.5.
I think I'd go with a 7.
I'd probably have to give it an 8. This was like one of those classic movies I watched when we were high schoolers, since we were all in a band and we thought it was funny and, you know, dorky like that. I mean, we were dorks. I mean, come on.
Well, if there's anything of it that's real, it's really kind of sad.
Oh, I know. It is sad.
It is real, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, it said on IMDb we were looking at that Ozzy Osbourne and The Edge both thought it was either real or just sad because it was too, like, realistic. So this is Spinal Tap. Any music lover should watch this movie, I think. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think it would be a movie to watch. I can see that. For some people, it would be boring, and that it's kind of like, why are they doing this? I'm really, but I think it's interesting to watch.
Yeah, I agree. So watch Spinal Tap sometime, because then you'll understand some jokes out there. Because this one goes to 11 and is still, like, quoted in other movies. So All right, so that was This Is Spinal Tap. All right, our second movie was Frailty, made in 2001, starring Bill Paxton, Matthew McConaughey, Powers Booth, Jeremy Sumpter, all those kind of people. And it's about a father that has two young sons whose wife died, who believes that he sees demons in people. So he has to kill the people to get rid of the evil in the world. And Matthew McConaughey plays the older version of one of his sons who goes and talks to the FBI about all of the killings. So you kind of find out what happened in the past and what happened with the killings and that sort of stuff. So that is the basic plot outline for Frailty. I always thought that movie was kind of a horror movie, but it's really more of like a drama than like maybe a psychological drama than a horror. So it's not scary at all, people. It's not scary. So that's the basic outline. M. Oh, what's your favorite part?
I guess the best part was the psychological part. It made you think because you had to keep track of what was going on, and especially at the end, you really have to almost discuss it to figure out what happened. So that's my best part. I like stuff like that where you gotta think about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also think that Matthew McConaughey did a good job in his acting. I thought he did a good job. So those were the two things.
I agree. I thought it was a very interesting concept, and Matthew McConaughey was good. But I liked the whole thought behind the movie, the you know, demons in people and that sort of stuff. I thought it was interesting. So what is the worst part?
There were too many unanswered questions that should have been answered. They should have been. It doesn't make any sense to make a movie where you don't answer all the questions. So yeah, that's the worst part.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. That isn't my type of movie, but actually it was done pretty well for not being my type of movie. Yeah, I think that it could have been, a couple things could have been a little bit more plain. There were a couple things that I still am not sure what happened. So either I didn't catch it, or they didn't do it quite right, or it was obvious to them and not to me. So I agree with M.
Yeah, I agree. There are a couple questions towards the end that didn't totally get answered. And reading on the internet, there are people who are also slightly confused by it. So it's not just us. But and it got a little slow in parts, I guess. But it was not bad overall. So what are our ratings?
Let's see. I'll give it a 6. I'd watch it if it happened to come on, but I wouldn't need to seek it out again.
It's probably not a movie I'd watch again, but I just don't care for the content necessarily. But I think it was done fairly well, so I'd give it a 7.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 6.5 or 7. 6.75? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And if you like sort of movies like that, it would not be a bad one to watch, so that's what I think. Anybody have any other comments? And that would be a no. All right, so that was Frailty. Frailty. That was also Bill Paxton's directorial debut. He directed that movie. So a little trivia for y'all out there. I'm sitting down still, okay. We watched Funny Farm, starring Chevy Chase, about a writer and his wife move from the city, New York, to the country so he can write a book in this picturesque town with a beautiful house, with a pond and ducks and all that sort of stuff, thinking they're going to have this wonderful small town life, and things do not go as planned, and basically it's a comedy of errors. Bad things happen to them over and over again. So and he has trouble writing his book. So it's kind of just a bunch of bad things that happen. So that's the basic plot line. But it's a comedy, I guess. So what are our favorite parts?
Favorite part. I like the characters in the town. They were your stereotypical small town characters. And I think that was probably the funniest part of it. So I guess that'd be my favorite part.
Oh, I think it was entertaining. You could sit and watch it and kind of enjoy it without thinking too much. It had pretty good humor, and it was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, my favorite part is it's just kind of easy to watch. It's not, like, fantastic, but it has some funny parts, and it's not too serious. And there's a big, like, Christmas scene at the end. This is the closest we've gotten to Christmas so far today, but where it takes place in the holidays. And even though it's only, like, probably maybe a quarter of the movie, if even. Maybe like an eighth of the movie. I don't know. It's very Christmassy. So, what are our worst parts?
The gal who played the lead, Mrs. Farmer, what was her name? I don't even remember what her name was. It just seems like I feel sorry for the actresses in the 80s. They all acted bad. I don't know if they just all were bad or it was the directing, but every time she spoke, I kind of cringed. I don't know why. Just because I didn't like her. So there.
Okay.
Well, it kind of was a normal, nothing out of the ordinary, I guess I'd say, which, like I said before, for the positive, it was easy to watch, kind of humorous, but it was also, I don't want to say, it wasn't anything new or anything. Some of the things that would happen. So the some of the comedy was funny and some of it was not. So that would be my not.
Okay. I don't like there's a big part with this. Well, not a big part, but there's a big old snake in it. That's my least favorite part. I don't like snakes. I don't like to see them. End of story. And it is it's kind of simple, the whole movie. It's okay. So what are our ratings?
I guess I'd give it a 5.5 because it's just kind of mediocre, medium, in the middle. So that's my rating.
Yeah, I think 5.5 probably also.
I'd probably give it a 6. I don't know. It was one of those movies that used to be on like Sunday afternoons. So I have to say that I've seen it quite a bit. So obviously I'd watch it if it came on TV. So, I'd give it a 6, though. It's okay. Maybe if you're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it came on, I'd probably watch it. If there's nothing else.
All right, well, that was Funny Farm. Next up, Scrooged. Okay, we watched Scrooged, which is an updated version of, what do you call it? A Christmas Carol. Starring Bill Murray, where he is a TV executive who's a jerk, and they're doing a Christmas Eve live program of A Christmas Carol, and then the three ghosts come, yada, yada, yada. So that's a basic plot line made in the 80s, 88. So what are our best parts?
I actually enjoyed the humor in it. I think they did a good job of updating the story and making it entertaining. I wish we hadn't watched it so late in the evening. I could have stayed awake for the middle part, but what I saw, I rather enjoyed.
I'm really not sure what the best part is. So I don't actually have a best part because I kind of missed a few probably of the best parts. So that's all I'm going to say.
I thought the kid that was supposed to be Tiny Tim was adorable. That was probably my best part. He was cute. So, yeah. Okay. What's the worst part?
I'm not a big Bill Murray fan. So, I have a hard time watching him. I think it would have been a whole lot better if they would have had a different actor in his place. But for one of his movies, he actually didn't do too bad. And he's just not a good actor. So, yeah, that's my worst part.
M has spoken about Bill Murray.
Well, there you go. I think he just talked at the very end. He just talked. I just got so that I just want to say, stop talking. And I suppose that was a movie, but it was just too much. It was just too much of him.
Okay. I thought it was kind of boring, if you can't tell by the fact that I'm yawning. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably not my favorite version of A Christmas Carol, but I have to say I'm a Muppet Christmas Carol fan, and nothing really can live up to that. Sorry. Nobody plays What's-His-Face better than Kermit the Frog. What's his name?
Scrooge.
No, not Scrooge. Kermit doesn't play Scrooge. That would be a total miscast.
Not Tiny Tim.
Scrooge is Michael Caine. Kermit plays the guy that works for him.
Say Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim's dad. Yeah. Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
Bob Cratchit.
Wasn't it on this?
Yeah, it was a Bob. No, Bill Murray was Scrooge.
Okay, who was the good guy?
I think that it was supposed to be Bobcat Goldthwait. Whatever his name is. I think he was supposed to be Bob Cratchit.
I have no idea. So there we go. I don't know.
About
the
that.
I agree with you.
Now, wait a second. They both slept a lot, so they can't judge it very well.
I saw a little bit of each ghost. Anyway.
I heard a lot of snoring over here.
All right. Well, that was... Oh, wait. What are her ratings? We have to do that. Sorry. I got distracted. I think trying to think of Bob Cratchit. Okay, go.
I'd give it a 6. I'd watch it again.
Well, I go 4.5, and I wouldn't watch it again. But
yeah, I'd probably give it like a 4. That's about it. All right, that was Scrooge. A bit of an update. Em has figured it out that the secretary is supposed to be Bob Cratchit. Oh, boy. That was quite the difficult thing to figure out. So, yes, there was a Bob Cratchit character. It was a woman. Look at how dumb we are. Always, or at least I am. All right.
So, thank you for listening to this edition of Movie Day Ladies. Find us on the internet at moviedayladies.com, on Facebook, on Twitter. We're there. Let us know what you think about the movies. See you next time.